All right, so we've got a text message from a listener, Samantha. She texted simply, "Hey guys, help settle an argument between me and my friends."
Oh boy.
"The opposite of up is down. The opposite of hot is cold. But what is the opposite of water? It's been driving us crazy. LOL.
Well, the opposite of wet is dry.
Anyway, thank you and we love your show."
Right? I mean, water is wet.
Ice? Would that be the opposite of water?
I guess it's a solid.
Ice?
Liquid solid?
Would.
Because water's like an object.
Well, sure.
And the other words were not objects. They're descriptions.
Yeah, but they're opposite.
They're down opposites. Directions. Yes, exactly.
They're opposites. So what's the opposite of water?
Well, I don't know if an actual thing has an opposite.
Hmm.
But now you can say that the quality of water is wet. The opposite's dry.
Okay.
Or it's a liquid.
Liquid.
So a solid.
Solid could be
would be the opposite.
So like water, the opposite of water could be ice. The opposite of water could be...
I would say ice would be the closest answer.
Dirt?
No, not dirt.
Land?
No.
Opposite of water is land?
No.
No?
Why so.
Wouldn't that be it?
I think because you're talking about the form of water, I think the opposite would be ice.
Well, that's still water, though. So
sure.
The opposite of actually water...
The form of it's different, though.
Yeah, but the actual opposite of water, wouldn't that be something solid, like land?
Well, but then they would just be solid. I don't think you can narrow it down to, like, dirt or land.
Amber from down the street texts in, says steam. The opposite of water is steam. That's a form of water.
That's another form.
That's another form of water. So that would be just as correct, I guess, if we're accepting ice as
exactly.
the opposite of water.
Exactly.
Steam would be the opposite of water.
Right.
Sassy Matt says air. I guess then that is also another form of water. Am I right?
Well, yes. I mean, steam evaporates into the air.
Into the air.
Yeah, I don't know if you can call it, because water technically is like an object.
I'm saying land.
That's the hill you're dying on?
Maybe I can be convinced to get off the hill.
Okay.
But right now I'm thinking, in my mind, if water is liquid, what would be liquid water?
A solid liquid?
You know, it's everything is like land, water, like
no,
land,
I'm,
water,
I
land,
am
water.
I'm way more on board with your ice answer than your land answer.
Well, you haven't even given me an answer.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. You can't.
Lisa says
fire. If I'm looking
fire.
At water as an object.
Man, Lisa and Missy and several other people are texting and saying fire could be the opposite of water. Someone else says lava.
Yeah, no, I don't think. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor agrees with you. Land. But see. Look at it, where's the water coming out of? If it's coming out of your faucet, is land the opposite of that?
What exactly? It's an opposite.
Are you just talking about the ocean or a lake? Like if you're considering the source of where the water is coming from.
Why do these questions have to be so hard?
And she said
it caused division amongst my friends. Look at us.
Well, I need to know like what their answers were. What answers did they come up with in their friend group? What did anybody Google it? Let's see what Google says.
Someone had texted us a screenshot that they got. Miranda said her text.
Oh, the noun, the opposite's land, is what, according to Google, Oxford Languages, that's their answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they went with the, I guess, solid versus liquid sort of argument.
Now, see, there's a Reddit thread. Is water or ice the opposite of fire?
Okay. Jasmine texts in and says the opposite of water on the elemental scale is air. Thanks.
Now, then there's another
Jasmine,
forum.
We don't know what your credentials are, so you can't just roll in here acting like you know everything.
We don't have credentials like we're going to be able to be the definitive answer.
True, but
opposite
we don't know Jasmine's credentials either.
There's another forum. Opposite of water is not fire or earth, it's oil.
Ooh.
They don't mix.
No, they don't. Well, neither does land and water.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
This is a really...
Jared texts in, y'all are making my brain hurt.
I know. It's a dumb debate. It's a really dumb debate. Like, why do we need to know?
Why do we need... Well,
water's wet.
Blame Samantha.
Pick something that's dry. That's the opposite.
Samantha messaged and said her mind went to ice.
Yeah. And her friends went to... That's my favorite answer.
Her friends all said everything from sand to milk. Milk. The wow. opposite of water is milk.
I don't think that's the right answer. Although Karen's rolling in, Siri's answer is land. So you got Google and Siri on your side with land.
All right. I mean, like I said, not necessarily the hill I'm going to die on, but
if we're talking body of water, I'm a little bit better with that. But if water can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it takes the form of whatever container it's in.
Ice is a better answer, no matter where you're getting the water. Because it's solid.
Nah, my brain can't go there.
Water is liquid.
My brain can't go. I'm going to say no.
Leanne's invested. I know. That's all she says.
All right. I don't know if we're going to.
Invested. There's not a definitive answer.
Can we get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the phone and settle this?
Ken just says, I love Ben and Kelly's Science Corner.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
How is this a Science Corner? We're not learning anything. And we're just arguing.
See, Brittany's rolling in with some science. Ben, water and land most certainly do mix. It's mud. That is a true statement. Fire and water do not mix.
Brittany, la, 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 la. We're going through a tunnel. Can't lose this number, Brittany.
There's so many holes in your theory.
Oh, shoot. All right. Anyways,
there's
I don't know.
There's holes in all these theories.
I don't know if we're going to actually get an answer. And thanks, Samantha, for coming in with such a bold statement.
I can find an opposite of the quality of water, being wet, dry.
Okay.
End of story. That's kind
but
of
water itself.
See, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We're just going to go round and just keep mowing the same grass here.
I know.
Yeah. So.
And it's frustrating any way you mow it.
You were mowing it wrong. All right. Thank you, Samantha, for dividing this show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the anger this time in the morning.
It's 99.7 DJX.